In Afghanistan, the crisis over the country's historic presidential election appears to be waning. The chief rival to President Hamid Karzai said he and other candidates were dropping their rejection of Saturday's vote. Millions of Afghans took part in the election, participation that senior news analyst Daniel Shore finds heartening.
Some had already voted with their feet. 3 million Afghan refugees from Taliban oppression and war had returned from Pakistan, India, and Iran. The turnout at the polls on Saturday was estimated at 70 to 80% of some 10 million registered voters. In America, which has come to take its freedom for granted, the turnout in the last election in the year 2000 was 51.2%. Emblematic of this first-ever presidential election was 93-year-old Abdul Hakim, quoted by the Wall Street Journal as saying, "I have lived nearly a century, but I have never voted for my leader." Exit polls, yes, they have those too, indicate that acting President Hamid Karzai has won an absolute majority in a field of 16 candidates. There were charges of voting irregularities. Why should Afghanistan be different from Florida? But by today, most of Karzai's opponents seemed ready to end the boycott of the vote count process, perhaps hoping, like any politician, to be rewarded with a place in the government. Most of the violence threatened by the now underground Taliban failed to materialize. It may be that the Islamic fundamentalists who ruled Afghanistan with an iron hand have concluded that they do not have enough strength to attempt a comeback. If President Bush derives satisfaction from a relatively violence-free election in Afghanistan guarded by American-backed Afghan troops, he is certainly entitled to. One can only dream of a similar situation in Iraq, scheduled for a January election in the face of an active insurgency. Whether the January date can be met is at the moment a great unknown. But if Iraq's election has to be postponed, that will not be known until after November 2nd. This is Daniel Shore.